This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of great stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase in the checkout line. But before you leave that site, make sure you pick up some Questworthy. It's good stuff. Calvin's got it on order, but do you? By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Pokemon news. Yep, Pokemon. We got a little bit of esports in the esports corner. And we got some PlayStation 6 games. We begin today with Nintendo. And Gadget.com did say that Nintendo Direct will stream tomorrow. And they will have some games for the original Switch. That'll be up on the YouTube, and it should run for about 30 minutes. But do not expect any Switch 2 news there. That is what Engadget is saying. And they're expecting this to be more of an indie Nintendo Direct show because of the independent developers. So once again, you know we're going to be talking about it tomorrow. Nintendo Direct tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So that came as a surprise to us. But a former Xbox creator was talking about the state of Xbox, and the Xbox co-creator Seamus Blackley was giving his thoughts on the brand. And he was excited to be a part of the interview that he conducted on the My Perfect Console podcast. So here's a little bit of what those two were saying. Host, quote, "I've got to ask you on your reflections on the state of Xbox today. It started out as this bold, rebellious underdog. Do you think today's Xbox still has that spirit?" Blackley said, quote, "No, but it's not supposed to. Today's Xbox is an edifice that is supposed to represent a stable, good business place to put your new content. So when you're operating a platform like that, you're trying to convince people who are going to release content that you're right, or the right place for it. That means making them feel safe and making them feel like the risk they are taking, all the creative and not the business. And Phil Spencer does a good job with that. It's a difficult balance." Further quote, "There's a lot of gamers out there and fans who say a lot of unfair stuff about Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo. Although Nintendo seems to have this shield against being criticized too hard. But I assure you, most of the people who work at Nintendo at one point worked at Xbox or PlayStation. It's the same guys. But I think they're doing a good job. I really think they're doing a good job. And you know, there's a change coming. Phil's not going to be there forever. I think the bigger question is, what is going to become of the hardware-based console model? Does it continue? Does it decline? Does it increase? Is there more local compute? Is there all remote compute in the future?" End quote. Interesting, interesting. But over on PlayStation, well, it looks like via PlayStationLifestyle.net that there are more games coming to the PlayStation 6. Now, there's thinking that The Witcher 4 and The Intergalactic The Heretic Prophet will be there on the PlayStation 6. But CD Projekt Red's financial officer, Brito Nilbrock, I know I butchered that one and I do apologize, did confirm in the recent earnings call that Witcher 4 could release in 2 years, 2027, but that's not set in stone. And Jason Schreier said that The Witcher 4 and Intergalactic will not release before 2027. So, right now, what games could be considered confirmed for the PlayStation 6? It is, so far, Kojima's game Vincent, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3, The Witcher 4, and Intergalactic The Heretic Prophet. So, what will happen? We shall see. By the way, If you're playing Counter-Strike 2, be careful. PC Games N said that there's a new scam that's going on right now. And they're saying that the cybersecurity analysts are warning about some new phishing scams about Counter-Strike 2. They'll be offering some free cases. Then they'll be stealing the Steam details. Now, a part of this scam is the BitB, which is the browser in the browser, and they're using that attack with pop-ups promising some free cases. And that's with the endorsement of some Counter-Strike 2 team, Nada Spencer, known as Navi. The content of the cases would be revealed to the user, and they would have the user share their Steam accounts. Now, the cybersecurity firm, Silent Push, did find the scam. They said that the login details may be sold on the auction websites where the buyers can bid on the Steam accounts. So if you play Counter-Strike 2, be aware that the pop-up that we called it Navi Roulette will be looking for your information. So if it looks suspicious, I'm just saying. And by the way, they're looking to get some Steam accounts because of the 2,100 games and 2,000 DLC items could be up for sale for $30,000. Don't get hooked. Don't do it. Just be safe out there. But that leads us to the esports corner. Team Navi could be looking at Team Liquid because according to esportsinsider.com, Team Liquid has unveiled a new jersey for their 25th anniversary. Oh, looking good, boys and girls. And right now, that can be bought at the Team Liquid store. Oh, that starts on April 4th. A lot going on that the first couple of days of April. But yeah, they did a press release with the emblem that was inspired by the medieval crest of old. So yeah, the pre-orders are now active. And you can enter your email. That way you get notified of when the sale goes live. So I'd say so far it looks pretty good. So does this, ladies. Once again, Esports Insider did say that the Kerry first announced the African MLBB event for female players. And that's the South African game publisher, Kerry first. And it'll be an all-female Mobile Legends Bang Bang event in Cairo, Egypt. Now, there'll be 12 teams to compete in this series for a share of just over $500,000. And that's the prize pool. So if you're looking to do that, have fun, ladies. And by the way, all you Pokemon fans, IGN says that the TCGs are restocking right now. And you can see all that stuff on Amazon from anywhere between $20 to $123. A lot of different things. A lot of different stuff. And they're all cards. So go have fun with that. Yep, we get to talk about a Nintendo Direct tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.